We knew, I was told roughly what time things would start to unfold. And I mean, we were in the office by 8:30. It was before the days of flexible working, and we were there. We knew it was going to come. And the first thing that happened was, obviously, there was a lot of people arrived and disappeared to sort of get things up and running. But the really, it was the arrival of the state trumpeters, which was the first thing. And they came in a minibus. I can't remember now. I thought there was six, but looking at the photographs, it looked like there was, on the occasion I photographed, there was only four. And it might have been that they had six when there was a really important judge came. I don't know. But they would arrive, they'd unload suitcases and boxes with their instruments and disappear inside and get changed. Then about half an hour later, the convicts or future convicts would arrive in a bus with a whole load of disreputable warders or prison officers, as they're now called. But they looked like I said in what I wrote. They really did look like they'd slept in their uniforms, and they were very sort of like a third world police force almost. They would sort of escort the convicts in through like a back door, and things would then sort of start. Somebody would come out and sweep the front steps, and other people would arrive with sort of better class suits on and things, and then it would all sort of happen from there. And they would all line up on the steps. The trumpeters would be there already. And then I think it was about 10 o'clock, His Lordship would arrive. And of course, in his all in his robes and wigs and that, and various clerks would sort of come and stand all in sort of line and on the steps to welcome him. And the state trumpeters would start up, and they'd be sort of escorted into the place. And then that's when it sort of started to turn into a farce, really, because as soon as he got inside, they just shot into the White Lion, and not to be seen for a couple of hours. And that was it, really. We didn't see much else then until they actually came out of the White Lion to escort His Lordship down the steps and into his car away for lunch.